Hey everyone, Kurt Spischhausen here, running for City Council District 1 in Greenfield, Indiana, and this is a topic I wanted to talk about the city. I'm doing website maintenance and also investing social media for 2 years, totaling roughly almost about $100,000, about $90,000 total. The city's already spending money since 2016, kind of on a campaign. And that's fine. And then you have the CEDIT funds, which is the county local income tax, which could be used for a variety of things. A lot of towns use it for like infrastructure improvement and stuff like that, attracting new businesses and things of that nature. I think it's a good idea what Greenfield's doing and rebranding the website and social media marketing, but I don't think we need to spend that type of money. I think we need to use those funds instead to try to attract new festivals and possibly new things to Greenfield, like music festivals and other festivals, and to attract small businesses, like they said in the article, but attract, you know, more family-friendly and younger small businesses to Greenfield, to include like craft breweries, also promoting the park system. But first, we need to look at ways to improve the park system, because Riley Park is extremely outdated, and we definitely need to get that back on track to be for the 21st century. We need to add bike lanes throughout the city, bike trails under our future plans that would connect Davis Park to Pensy Trail to Riley Park to Breckenhall Park, and also other areas in Greenfield, and then to the east corridor of Greenfield as well, with a new park over there. I think we need to look at many different things to get, you know, Greenfield aligned with the 21st century, to attract more younger people, more small businesses, and to keep on growing Greenfield the way it's growing, but in more of a positive manner, where we could get the poverty rate down, keep the income tax rate where it's at, not increase it, spend our money wisely on things that are going to benefit Greenfield, by attracting businesses that are going to keep on investing in the local community. We just have that fun place, and basically the bowling alley is two places that probably a lot of young people go, and I think we need to look at more attracting, you know, more family friendly businesses and stuff like that, and places like craft breweries and younger entrepreneurships, places like that, that just promote the downtown, definitely promote the retail downtown to get people to move down there. We also need to focus on making our city more diverse. City diversity is also great. While doing so, obviously controlling crime, keeping law enforcement well-maintained, well-funded as well, with the fire department as well as we grow. I think they're on the right track. I just don't think $90,000 is well spent. I think a redesign of the website's good, but I think we need to hold off on spending that much money on social media marketing until we have more stuff geared towards younger people. Because if we sit here and we spend this money on social media marketing, we're not really promoting anything, because we don't really have anything to promote towards that kind of crowd, besides, you know, a couple festivals that have been around for a while and other certain aspects, and a reimagined Riley Pool. But the problem with that Riley Pool promotion is that you're just attracting Hancock County residents. But you have Carmel nearby, you have, you know, Indianapolis nearby, you have Plainfield not too far as well, and Shelbyville and Greenwood that all have the same thing. So how are you doing anything different to attract people? I think they need to promote the pool, but not do it in an expensive aspect. There's just a lot of things I see that's wasteful of using these funds for, and I think Greenfield's on the right track to trying to get this community, you know, going towards, you know, the 21st century. So I definitely support that. I think we need more information on that, and hopefully in the next city council meeting, we could get more details on this. And I think we'll get more of those details in March coming up, and I hope to hear more about it. But let me know what you think. Comment. Or, you know, shoot me a message. Let me know what you think. I'm running for city council, so I'd like to hear what everybody has to say. I know some people are opposed to greenfield growing. I'm not one of those people. I think growth's great, but you need to do growth in a part where it's kind of controlled as well, where you're not just inviting any type of, you know, business into greenfield. It's fine to attract business, but you want to attract businesses that are going to improve a lot of things, to include, you know, good paying jobs, things of that nature, more diverse workforce with younger people, and we got to get that poverty rate down. We got to get that income rate up in Greenfield to match the county, and I think we could do it. Greenfield's a lot bigger of a city than a lot of the other areas in Hancock County. I mean, the 40 corridor is great. I just would like to see certain things change, and, you know, businesses to just change their outside, you know, look a little bit so that their businesses look more appealing to out-of-towners and out-of-town visitors. Downtown's doing a great job with that. You have great businesses downtown. If we're going to promote anything, we need to promote our downtown, but we also need to look at promoting new businesses to move to Greenfield as well. Maybe that's the part of the social media marketing that they're geared towards as well. I know they mentioned many social media marketing sites, and I think that's what they need to do. They need to use that money to attract new businesses to Greenfield and new ideas to Greenfield, and possibly looking at other vendors that might possibly redesign the website as well. I guess maintain maintenance and stuff like that for 2 years on a website for $26,000 isn't as much as I thought it was. But then you have the other almost 60,000 that is being used to promote the city. There's nothing wrong with promoting the city, like I said, but we need to do it in a way that, you know, adds new business and commerce and new ideas to Greenfield. I think more festivals, like I said, are great, but I also think we need to concentrate first, before we spend all this money on updating our park system, updating Riley Park, building a new park on the east part, and trying to match the same standards that we set forth with Breckenhole Park in off Fortville Pike. Let me know what you think on everything I just said today in today's podcast. I'm Chris Bushhausen, running for Greenfield City Council District 1. I hope you enjoyed my podcast. I look for more content coming up as we near the primaries and then the general election, and I'll be out in your community to speak to you if you live in my district. I'm going to be speaking to local businesses, and I'd like to speak, you know, to other city employees that work for the city government and ask them what works for them and what doesn't work for them and get more ideas on that. But my name's Chris. You have a wonderful Sunday. Thank you for listening to my podcast, and have a wonderful day.